It's time for our Athlete of the Week. Athlete of the Week being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure.
Great guys,
yeah, well, wait a minute. I'll put your microphone on.
Oh, that doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah. Hey, we've got in studio with us Jake Burns from Tecumseh High School football.
And his coach, Greg Dolson.
Yeah, and welcome to you're no stranger here to the cave. Pull that microphone up, and how does it feel to be SEC white champs?
It feels great. I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
And, of course, it was a great game last week, and the whole town is buzzing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a really exciting feeling. You know, there's a lot of momentum, and we just can't wait to keep building off it. And we're looking forward to getting at it on Friday.
How long have you been a quarterback, Jake? I'm curious. How long have you been playing quarterback?
Ever since flag football, really. I've been playing flag football with a lot of the guys on the team since I've been like five or six,
and you were able to see over the line even then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have you get up closer to that mic. We're having a little a low volume here. But anyway, tell us about last week. I mean, pretty emotional victory for you, the coaches, everybody in town, and first time in a while that Tecumseh has won the SEC.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun to travel over there, and, you know, it was just a good time to go out there and compete with all my guys, and we're just really thankful for the opportunity.
Well, you had a pretty good evening, 366 yards passing, a couple of touchdowns.
On one arm.
Pardon me?
On one arm.
And one arm.
With one arm.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the one arm.
like last week, right after halftime against Jackson, I separated my shoulder.
Oh.
And then I didn't play the rest of that game, and then didn't practice all week. And then on Thursday I went, and then played on Friday.
So how you feeling now?
Feeling all right. It's a little sore, but you know,
yeah.
I'll be all right.
So I didn't know that you had that injury. So that's the reason you scored only 69 against Jackson. You got hurt.
Yeah,
okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I just wondered what was going on there. You know, but you know, you're having a great season. You and AJ and Ryder and all you guys, and there's more than that, you guys are all on the same page.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a lot of fun because we've all grown up together. I've known all those guys since I've been first grade, second grade. So, you know, when we get on the field, it's just like we're out having fun. And from top to bottom, everyone's doing great, you know, especially the O-line, making holes for AJ and I and giving us time to throw the ball to all the weapons on the outside. You know, it's great to have a great group of guys like that.
You know, I think I've said this before. If I was a DB, what a nightmare. I could just see, you know, Joby steaming down on me. He's only 6'3", 255, so I don't really have to worry about him too much. Is he going to run a pattern? Is he going to block? Is a 200-pound running back or a 200-pound quarterback going to be carrying the football? Or are they going to throw? What are they going to do? That's got to be a nightmare for your opponents.
Yeah, it's a challenge, no question. And then you know, we talk about as a staff all the time. And defensively, we look out there and we're like, how would we stop this? You know, how would we try to take away some of the things that they do? But you know, we're grateful that we have an opportunity to work with such a great staff, Coach Romano and Nate Manger. You know, they really do a great job. And then Matt Heschen and Ramon Torres with the low line, they do a really good job plan that the kids can execute, and then they stay disciplined with the game plan as we're going through and making changes. That's what we saw last week with Chelsea. We found some formations and some plays that worked for us, and then Al just kept running the same plays, and these guys executed at a high level, and that's where we're at. SEC champs after that.
Well, you know, and like for AJ, it's got to be a really nice, warm feeling you know, you can just flip him a pass out of the backfield behind the line of scrimmage, and the guys downfield are already on their backs.
Yeah, you know, it's great to have even not even just AJ, all the weapons, all the receivers. They all do a great job whenever they get the rock in their hands. And, you know, it starts up with the O-line. They get it done. You know, they're not the biggest, but they're scrappy. And from top to bottom, they just do a great job.
So, but you guys have been building. I mean, this is a group of seniors that, like you said, have been together for a long time. And this has all been kind of building to where we're at right now, right?
Yeah. When we brought these guys up, we knew us when they were young kids as freshmen. We knew we had something with them, and we had our eyes on them for a while. And we made the commitment their COVID year when they were sophomores to bring them up, and we brought them all up at that point in time because we were kind of playing with house money. That was the year that everybody made the playoffs, so we made a decision to bring everybody up. So we were really young their sophomore year. We probably had 12, 15 seniors or sophomores playing that year. And so this is a culmination of a lot of work for those guys to be together for as long as they have been. And like Jake's saying, they've been together forever. And so when you do that, you really have a nice chemistry on the field together. And the best thing about this group is they really don't care who gets the spotlight. They just want to win. And I know that sounds cliche from coming as a coach, but I've never been around a group of kids that doesn't complain about who gets the ball, who scores. It's they just want to win. And when you have a group of kids like that, this is the result of that. So it's a really a credit to these guys and their character.
Well, let's look ahead here. We've got Livonia Clarenceville coming up, and a team I think that beat you last year. A little bit of revenge factor coming into this one?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, we're excited to travel over there and get it done. You know, had this game circled up for a while. Just looking forward to getting at them on Friday.
So as far as the rest of the season, I know I've said this on the air. I don't think you guys are going to lose again in the regular season, but coming up to playoffs in the districts, are you looking at certain teams? Are you scouting certain teams that that might go up against?
Yeah, we've already started. Luckily, when you've been doing this as long as I've been doing it, and you got friends around the area, you start reaching out to get some film. So, you know, right now it sounds like it could be a district of us, Airport, Riverview, maybe Divine Child, something like that. So we're already trying to start to work a little bit on getting some of the film from those guys. And I got some buddies that coach in the Huron League. So kind of getting a scouting report on Riverview. I know Coach McLaughlin really well at Riverview, so I know what he's about. And, you know, they're a full house T team, so we'll have our hands full with that if we see them. Airport is a little bit more wing T. And then Divine Child is more of a spread team. So Divine Child's probably stuff that we're used to seeing in the SEC. Wing T team will be a team that we have to get ready for. We saw a little bit of Wing T this year with Gull Lake. You know, Full House T is something that we're going to have to get ready for and prepare for a little bit. But, yeah, we're obviously thinking about Clarenceville. That's a team that's kind of been our bugaboo the last couple of years. And last year we felt like kind of got cheated out of a game at the end of the game. We're not going to blame it on the refs, but we should have made more plays when we did and we didn't. So it's our third homecoming in 3 weeks. So we're excited about going up there and crashing another party because this is a game. And this is a game, too, with Clarenceville. They're in our division, too. So it could be a team that we see in the playoffs as well. So I've been telling the kids, like, when we go up there, let's send a message that you're gonna, if you see us again, please don't forget this game. So the kids are circled up, and we're just excited about going out and have an opportunity to get to 8-0 because we haven't been there since I think the 91 team is the last team that got to that, and that's what we talked about with this group last week. You know, they cemented themselves as a group now in town with the 2012-13 team, with the 99 team, and with the 72 team as one of the great teams that are going to go down in Tecumseh history.
Coming off a real emotional win in SEC championship last week. Sometimes you see teams let down after a big win. I'm sure you've reminded your players that, hey, we can't have a letdown. We got to keep our foot on the gas.
So I've said this to a lot of parents and a lot of people in town, but this group is it's going to sound bad when I say this, but they're weird in the sense that they don't really get too high when they win. And so we were excited when we won, but then when we got on the bus, it was quiet. And we were already, you know, talking about Clarenceville. And if I could do a better job as a coach, it's to remind them of actually what they accomplished. But this group just
immediately sets their eyes on the next game. And Jake and I were actually talking about it in the car on the way over here. We just feel like it's the season, it could continue to keep going. And so we're just looking at the next week. So I don't really ever have to get these guys up or down. You know, earlier in the season, we played Adrian, then we had to turn around and play homecoming. So that was an emotional up and down game for us too. So they're really ready to go emotionally, just because of where their focus is. It's just about winning. They don't really care who they're playing. We won, let's get to the next game type deal. Because they really do have a vision of something bigger to come. And so they don't really allow one game or the other to impact it. Yeah, we won the SEC. We're super grateful for that and super humbled by that. But we're ready to move on to bigger things right now.
So, Jake, your coach mentioned, you know, you came over in the car. I appreciate you driving him over here this morning, first of all. Second of all, was there a point in the season where you felt perhaps that you – stepped up to the next rung, to championship quality?
I just think that we've all been, everyone on the offense has been listening to all the coaches, you know, Coach Romano, Coach Bear, they all do a great job just telling us to work harder. But I think when, you know, you get up a little bit at halftime and we're all just, you put some second string kids in, let some other kids get some playing time, it's just a good feeling. It's rewarding that, you know, we've all worked really hard, and just to see some other kids succeed, it's a great feeling.
Yeah. This time of the year, coming down to the stretch run, injuries play a big part in games. You even mentioned you were hurt in the Jackson game. How about the rest of the team? Are we pretty healthy, or do we have some guys that are kind of hurting a little bit?
I think everyone's feeling good. You know, everyone's taking care of their body. Everyone's lifting. You know, getting help from Jody, our trainer, who does a great job. A couple guys are banged up here and there with small stuff, but other than that, everyone's all taken care of.
Yeah. Do you have any interest playing at the next level?
Yeah, I just don't know if I want to play football or baseball.
Oh, it's a tough decision, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a smile on his face.
Yes, so he does.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, we certainly appreciate you coming in today along with the coach, Greg Dolson, and congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week. And this week, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And congratulations. Good luck the rest of the way. And, Coach, you got one more word to say?
Yeah, is he a three-time Athlete of the Week here?
At least twice, I know.
Yeah, I know of twice. I try, you know, see, I'm not usually here on Thursdays.
Well, he's a three-time SEC champ, and that hasn't been done in a long time either. He's won it in basketball, won it in baseball, and won it in football now, and he won't tell you that, but I will, because we're super proud of him and super lucky to have him on our team. So I just want everybody to recognize what we're watching with this kid and with this group, but it all comes down to Jake and his leadership. So I just want just say that to him publicly, just how grateful we are as a community and as a staff to be coaching a young man like this.
Yeah, well, congratulations on all of that. And thanks again for coming in to Inside the Cave. This week's Athlete of the Week, Jake Burns here from Tecumseh Football. We'll be back with John Borton from the Wolverine Magazine after these messages. You are Inside the Cave.